third time around that people, like, she's had, like, these, she, every time she's released a new record in the last few years, she has, like, another bout of new fans. He was right at the front row, and he got inspiration for a song, and he had to walk away and do it. So he left the front row and walked off to the side of the stage and went and wrote this tune, and it's a beautiful tune. But I don't know, I don't have any stories as crazy as that, because in those moments, I choose to be in the moment more than find the song. So I'll write down the idea and just hope and, like, cross my fingers that I'll be able to revisit the feeling of it later.
For sure.
But yeah, nothing too crazy. I weird ideas constantly. Maybe the weirdest one was from, I have a song called Stranger Things Have Happened, and that I can't play here because it is not FCC rated. Yes. There's that came out of talking a conversation with some friends of mine in Nashville, some coworkers. We were talking about what our funeral arrangements would be, and all, you know, what we would want, and it was all talked about so happily, which was a weird thing. So there's a tune that I love playing live. There we have a nice moment. Everyone gets to scream and curse, and it's fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I've got another. Do we? If there's any serial non-responders listening, and I mean that in terms of texting, just, you know, anybody who takes 4 to 7 business days to respond when you send them a message, I'm that person occasionally. This is a tune for you.
And speaking of responding to things, we do have an online DJ chat. So if you want to join in on the conversation, yeah. And if you have anything that you want to add or ask, you can go to wmfo.org/DJ-chat, and I'll be keeping an eye on that if you have any questions for Trey.
Please do. Let's send some weird questions. Let's do it. This is a tune called Unread Letters.
Chase down the wind. I was hoping for a weekend alone with my sins. Oh, for every word I thought that I said, I left the letters that you sent unread.
Sometimes I've thought that if we went back to letters, I would respond faster. Just for the novelty.
There's a There's a skit by a very problematic comedian that I like a lot, talking about how texting and driving is clearly illegal for good reason, but writing a letter longhand while driving isn't explicitly.
You know,
it doesn't need to be said, but
no, yeah,
that's an entertaining thought.
Yeah, and also, I mean, if you are a bad texter anyway, like, why do it when you're driving? Like, you were gonna put it off anyway, so don't let the fact that you're behind the wheel.
Maybe that's exactly what it is, though. Maybe it's no, you're in the you can't do anything but drive when you're driving. So all you want to do is the things that you've been procrastinating doing.
That is true. That is true. Thank goodness we can't cook dinner on behind the wheel.
Dude, you've never driven an RV.
You know, that's true. I haven't. have you ever made dinner on the road?
I haven't done it personally, but I know multiple people who have, and it's consistently, somehow safely. I'll take that back. Maybe not safely, but they made it through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've done plenty of silly things while driving, but not that.
Yeah, I do less now. I'm really trying to. I'm more conscious of it than ever nowadays.
Yeah. That's what teenage years are for, and that's why car insurance is so expensive when you're a teenager.
I suppose so.
I'm gonna find a nice no texting while driving PSA while you're doing your next song.
What can you give out the DJ chat one more time? URL for that.
Absolutely. The DJ chat is at wmfo.org/dj-chat. Or if you go to WMFO.org, it's in the top banner. You can just click on DJ chat. I'm going to say, hi, it's Mellow Max. And yeah, feel free to join on to the conversation.
Please do. Let's see. I'm going to do some... I've got a new record coming out. I'm releasing songs from it right now. And I'm going to do a song that is going to be released this summer. I love playing. This is a song that our mutual friend Max played keys on and crushed it. So this is an Evening at the Ballet. She's been practicing dancing and spinning on her tiptoes, but that's as far as she'll go. No chance of going to the theater and letting me see her kill the show. I've spent some time in the arts and I know all the parts to the script she's looking for. But I've been told exactly where I'm stood. But she's in it for the blood. I've been pacing the streets with the cabs and limousines trying to pick up some drive-by wisdom. Caught up in the turbulence of acceptance and forgiveness. There's a cloud in the sky, and as it blew by, I thought it looked like her. I'm losing my mind in the mid-morning sun. She's in it for the blood. In it for the blood. It's pretty nice in the spring, but I think it's better in the fall. Nobody wondering who you are. I've been trying not to say this, but I'm all out of words and I think I might love her. Call me a donor if I've understood, yeah. That she's in it for the blood. Something more to give someone more. You weren't ready for something more. You can't give any more. Yeah.
Excellent. I'm excited to hear what the keys part on that sounds like.
It is so good.
Excellent.
It's fun.
Yeah. And when did you say that you're expecting to release that one?
That one is going to be sometime this summer. I think I want to say July, but I'm not totally sure. I just redid my whole release schedule for these songs, and I'm planning. I just got one master back for the song coming out in a couple months. We've got a lot going on. It's fun. Just follow along. Give me a follow at T Sheehan Music. That's where you can keep up with all of it. I've got stuff coming out, music coming out constantly, and I am on tour constantly this year, thankfully.
And so we did have a couple of people write in on the DJ chat. We had Max, who wrote in as Manic Max, and he said that was one of his favorites to play on.
Hell yeah!
And you know, I wanted to ask if you had to pick. Who would you say would be your like dream musical collaboration? If you could pick any artist.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, you know, that's a solid pick. No.
You know, I'm trying to think of who I've been listening to a lot of. Probably Passenger. Cool. I think he's definitely up there.
Yeah.
He's been a huge influence for me, and so that'd be a dream. That'd be a blast.
Yeah. And speaking of things that I'm sure have influenced your music hugely, I hear that you're also an Eagle Scout.
I am indeed. Yes, that was Max and I were the only two Eagle Scouts possibly on Purchase campus at Purchase College. He's a good man, Max.
What was your Scout project? Your Eagle Scout project?
I did. What did I do? I did a gazebo at the VA hospital in my hometown.
Very nice.
That's where my dad used to work, and a lot of people that, you know, work there or actively receive care there. So it's, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure that it was enjoyed.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my joke always when I meet another Eagle Scout is that's usually the end of the conversation. That's usually it. Well, what was your project? Oh, cool. My project was this.
Yep.
Silence and that's it. It's over.
As an Eagle Scout, like that's the one. I mean, otherwise, like we did a bunch of badges. You know.
Wait, are you an Eagle Scout
I
too?
Am, yeah.
Oh my! I didn't know that. Okay. What was your project?
My project was fixing up a trail at my synagogue.
Love that.
It was destroyed during Hurricane Sandy. Of course, I did the project like 4 or 5 years later, but no one had fixed it since. So
that counts. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Favorite merit badge? Eagle required or not?
Cycling.
Oh, nice.
That was that was so much fun. My dad and I and I think it was just two other guys in the troop. The three of us and my dad kind of trained us through it because he was a cycler all through like his college years, and we did all of the trails. We went down to DC and we did the CNO Canal. It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
That was a fun. Yours?
You know, I think the one that I think of the most often, other than like Wilderness Survival, super important, super cool merit badge, but the one that like lives very rent free in my mind. Speaking of Max, I believe that his father was the one who taught it. Fingerprinting.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, why did Jeff do that one? I don't know, but it was cool.
He was qualified.
He read the book.
I love that. Yeah. I don't think I knew that. That it makes sense, but I don't think I knew that Jeff was involved in Scott. That makes a lot of sense.
You know, he's probably so. It was me, Max, and this our other friend Omar, who I'm not sure if you've met, but the three of us all came into Scouts together, and it was really Max's dad that kept us going. He was like, no, it'll look really good on a college, you know, application.
Good for him.
Yeah, I'm glad. He fingerprinted for the U.S. Census.
So he actually was qualified.
Yeah, he was definitely qualified. Huh.
Well, the more you know.
And now I know about loops and whirls and arches and all that good stuff.
I remember doing that, and it was cool to learn about it, but I was pissed that I couldn't have that I had the ink all over my fingers for like the day or whatever. I hate it when my hands are dirty.
College of knowledge. That's got like three merit badges that day. Crazy.
Love that. Yeah, those merit badge fairs. God, those were fun.
That's a word for it. So let's go to school on a Saturday.
Yeah,
but like learn cool always. Things. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool enough.
Relatively.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool enough. Cool enough. This that I was trying to think of a good segue into that. into this these two tunes. What I've been something I've been talking about a lot recently, because I've just been seeing it more, is every songwriter has their New York song. They're like their New York City tune, and it's every songwriter has it. Some have multiple, some have whole records dedicated to it, but I've got this one tune that I'm gonna play now, and it's called Paris.
Paris waits down in the street while I fetch my coat and some coffee. I'm taking her out to a spot downtown where the music's playing softly. Into the evening, it's a little bit deceiving the way I'm moving in. 'Cause I know I'm going home alone, but I'd hate to miss her kiss. Oh, now Paris, take my hand, but don't look back at what's behind me. I'm sleeping off the time before, but it's starting to surround me. I hope that you'll believe me when I say it's getting late, late. I perish your beauty, but I'm afraid that I'm not ready. Paris isn't me, but does the world look like a movie? Left on tape and stored away next to a copy machine. It's black and gray, and in a way, it's getting kinda hazy. Well, my mind's saying I'm seeing clear, but my eyes say I'm going crazy. Oh, now Paris, take my hand, but don't look back at what's behind me. I'm sleeping off the time before, but it's starting to surround me. I hope that you'll believe me when I say it's getting late, late. Now Paris, you're a beauty, but I'm afraid that I'm not ready. Paris, take my hand, but don't look back at what's behind me. I'm sleeping off my life before, but it's starting to surround me. I hope that you'll believe me when I say it's getting late, late. Now Paris, you're a beauty, but I'm afraid that I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Am I ready? See you in my sight. I wanna feel your heartbeat next to mine. The pulse of time. Wish for summer, wish for rain. I wish for you to be back home again. Is that a sin? Well, I'm coming out of my shadow doubt. I'm getting over the blues, and that's the truth. Oh, happiness and sleeping pills, something other than a fire drill, keep me still. You and I, we test our luck. Our love is only sturdy as our trust. But can we trust? Well, I'm coming out of my shadow doubt, and I'm getting over the blues, and that's the truth. Thank you.
All right, and was that two songs there?
Those are two songs. Yeah, the second tune, the first tune was called Paris, and the second song is called Getting Over the Blues. At first, and Max also played pedal steel on Paris.
Oh, very cool.
A while back. That would have been, I think we tracked that February 2020.
Wow.
Yeah, right before, and then I got back to Nashville, and like a week later was back in West Virginia. I was thinking about a few things when I was playing those. That I one was that song Getting Over the Blues. I have a music video out for it from a while back, and my sister is signing American Sign Language to the whole tune, and I'm really happy with it. I thought the video came out really cool, so check that out if you like the tune. But Boy Scout related, recently I was talking to, or last night I think actually, my fiance and I were talking, and I was talking about this, I think it was called a Black Ops camp, like summer camp. It was a weekend thing in 2012, and it was the weekend that the world was supposed to end.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And that was that was a lot of fun, like thinking about, like, but the reason I brought that up was because they had this ridiculous, and I mean that in every sense of the word, metal bands playing there, like the first night of the thing. That I remember there was like this little stage, kind of like half hutch stage kind of thing in the middle of a field on this farm that we were camping on. And they played some wild, like, metal show for all of these scouts in West Virginia, and then
I'm sure that was it. One heck of a mosh pit.
It was something, that's for sure. But I was, what's one of your favorite shows you've ever been to?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Or one that you'd recommend a friend go see next time it's on the road?
That is another great question. Let's see, I think one of the, I think that I can do like three.
All right.
The first one, just because it touched a very special place in my heart, Stella Donnelly. She's a singer-songwriter from Perth. Do you know her?
Yeah.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Love that. She is.
And she was like so wholesome live, and like just, yeah, that just like,
I haven't gotten to see her live. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I think I've seen artists come out and be like, oh, like, thank you so much for an encore. She seemed like genuinely like surprised and flattered. And it seemed so sincere too.
I love
it. It was just, yeah, very wholesome.
Yeah.
So that's definitely up there. Also, I saw King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard in 2017.
Hell yes.
And that was a great show. That was when they were on their like Nonagon Infinity and Microtonal Banana tour. So it was like very, very early. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And number three, who unfortunately, they're on an indefinite hiatus. They've broken up. Kikugaku Moyo.
Nope,
Japanese,
I don't know that
psych
one.
Rock group. Incredible live. I'd say that the best time I saw them live was Boston 2021 or two, whichever year was their last. I think it was 2022.
Man.
Yeah.
Fun. That's a nice gamut of the music there. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, two Australian, one Japanese.
Yeah.
Two psychedelic rock, one yeah, I mean it's a little bit diverse. What about you?
It's good. I mean my top show that I would recommend someone go see is Springsteen.
Oh, nice.
I saw him some friends and I went and saw him late last year, and I walked out of that show and I called Talia, my fiance, and was just like, you need to see this, you need to experience this show. And then we went and saw him at the Patriots Field, it's such a good show. That is, there's a reason he's the top of the game, and
yeah.
He still is. It's wild. Rustin Kelly was another great one. That we saw him at the Ryman, and that he blew us out of the water. Just and like the vibes of the show were impeccable. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that I've got three. Those are my top two for sure, though.
For sure.
Yeah. Those were two great shows.
Yeah.
Or three great shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I would love to see Bruce. I haven't.
You know who I really want to see is Bleachers.
Oh, yeah.
That one, I really want to see them live. Mm-hmm. On this tour, I'd love to see them. I don't know if I'm home when they're up this way. I think I'm out west when they're on the East Coast, so naturally.
That's how it goes.
As it is when your entire life is touring and traveling around to play shows.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing that I will say as far as magic concerts go, I've seen some really magical local bands.
Yeah.
Just like really small bills and just like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Those shows, when those small shows move you, it's something special.
Yeah.
It really means something. Yeah. That's what I hope to do with these run of shows. Like several of these rooms are like 30 people max.
Yeah.
And that's, I love that. And it gives the energy just kind of comes alive, real easily. It's fun. So come hang out is what I'm saying. Come hang out at the show on Saturday here at Tufts. If you're in New Haven, Connecticut, come hang out there on St. Patrick's Day. If you're in Brooklyn, come hang out there tomorrow. I'll be there tomorrow evening. And that's gonna be an electric show.
Ooh.
No acoustics on stage, just electric and
cool.
Some rad distorted palm muting chords. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll see what strings I can pull to get you back here on campus, just to do something. But if not, right, yeah. I'll send out some feel. If anyone listening has like a DIY venue and you want to do like an acoustic set at some point on Saturday,
please let's figure it out.
Let me know. Mellow Max Radio on Instagram for me, or Trey Sheehan.
T Sheehan Music.
T Sheehan Music. Perfect.
That's Will, my mastering engineer, and just one of my best friends. He apparently, behind my back, he calls me at T Sheehan Music when he refers to me to anybody else. He just calls me by my Insta handle.
Yeah. Funny.
Well, this is. Should I just do another tune? This is the most recent single on the from the new record. On the 15th, I have a version coming out with my friend Abrielle Scharf, who is from Portsmouth and lives in Brooklyn now. This one it's been doing really well. This is called Friends. At me with a side I saved for flattery. You know I do the same thing. Your best friend, she was watching, searching every line for me. Then her boyfriend said the wrong thing. Barely caught the shape of the breath that you held longer than I would expect. Must be friends. Something more than reality, but I saw you smiling. We'll go out, sit down, find nothing to talk about, and that's alright. I barely caught the sound of my breath as it left, as I've come to expect. Must be friends. Let's do, we had a, have a temporary leave of absence from our, host, so I'm just gonna, let's, you've got a moment with me now. That's a scary thing. Yeah. That's what, that's what I've got. I'm so sorry.
No, you're A-okay.
I was trying to figure out how to.
I was like, all right. Ooh, oh, yo, my God, are you? are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm okay. Just trying to figure out how to get back.
Oh, here, let me give you a hand.
No, we're
you,
good.
You got
good,
it. You got, okay. Yeah. Okay. So for context, there's probably
I just wanted a drink.
Well, there is no drinking in the studio, unfortunately. But for context, there's about. Like 15 chairs in this room, and the one that I gave Trey is like the one that doesn't squeak, but it also has a really funky center of balance. Like if you lean back too far, you're not gonna fall, but you're gonna feel like it.
That happened a few times, but yeah, I just felt that in my spine.
Oh, I saw that. Right. One. Are you okay?
We're doing great.
Excellent.
We're doing good.
Excellent. Yeah.
We're doing the guitars in intact. Yeah, we're chilling.
Good.
We're good.
Awesome. Yeah, no, sorry about abandoning you like that. I was like, all right, I was timing like, I was like, all right, how much is left in this song? I feel like I can make a quick journey.
No worries.
all right. Anywho.
Yeah. Anywho.
Where were we? So that was just Friends. That was your new song.
That was the latest tune on the new record, which we made out on at the cottage that we're living in right now. In just a few days, it was a lot of fun. So we're just, yeah, it's slowly coming out into the world.
Love it.
Yeah, it'll be, the full record will be out this September.
Yeah. So what came first? Was it guitar or harmonica when you were learning
music? I started with guitar, but harmonica was a claw. I remember my grandmother gave me one of those, like the books, like with CDs and the mm-hmm. starter harmonica and stuff, really early on when I started playing, and I tried to listen to it and like figure out a little bit, and then eventually just realized if Bob Dylan can do it, then I can do it too.
Yeah.
And it all worked out.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I mean, all good intentions. I got a theremin, and it came with those how to play CDs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I ever watched them. And you know, maybe if I did, but I really don't think so.
Yeah. And yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never, that's, I want, I always, I wish I'd still like to learn to play like blues harp really well and really, really be able to play it. And you know, I would never surpass John Popper, but get somewhere up to that world
for sure.
But it's at the moment cello and violin are the two that I'm really trying to chase right now.
Ooh.
I want to add my own strings to my records, so
fiddle.
That's exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have another one for us?
I got one more tune. Yeah? Is that cool?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, plenty of time. I mean, if you want, I can throw a couple more questions at you.
Let's do a few more. Yeah.
All right. Cool. I often do like a bit of a lightning round when I have a guest come in. So I've already like picked out a couple of them, but you answered what instrument you would learn if you could. What's your favorite gig that you've played?
Ooh, this run of shows has had several really really great shows, but my all time favorite, and it still remains in my definitely my top five, if not my favorite, was when I was in high school and my grandmother sort of organized for me to play this back room of a coffee shop in Oneonta, New York, and she got all of her friends to come out. It was like 50 people packed into this back room of a coffee shop, and I didn't realize it was going to be that many folks, and it was one of the bigger shows I've played where I played mostly original tunes, and I still had a lot of covers at that point because I didn't even have a full record to my name at the time, but that one, that's consistently one of my favorite shows to think about and remember. Yeah.
Nice. Favorite song to perform?
Ooh, probably Rotation, the first one I played, that one. Yeah. Or Paris.
Yeah, and just so you know, Max requested rotation if it hadn't been played. I was like, oh, that was the opener.
Max, you didn't tune in soon enough.
Do you play any covers during your shows?
There's two covers I've been messing around with on this run. It's Blinded by the Light by Springsteen, which is a lot of fun and people know the chorus, but there's so many verses that are just full of an absurd amount of words. So it's fun, but it ends up feeling like I feel like more like when I'm singing it, I'm doing more of a how many words can I fit into a song challenge than performing the tune. I started doing Lonely at the Top by Randy Newman, but folks don't really seem to care about Randy Newman, which sucks because he's one of my favorites. He's one of my biggest, like, big influences. Atlantic City always goes over well, though. Mm-hmm. I've done that a few tours, and it goes over well.
Nice. Do you have a favorite word?
Wordle.
Ooh, sure. Favorite color?
Purple.
First concert you went to?
Ooh, Rascal Flatts. some classic boy band country.
Yeah. Are you involved with any other projects?
Not really. This is pretty much this is what I do. I am starting a record pressing company, Woodland Record Pressing. That's been in the works now for a little while, and we're still getting the gears running, but that's slowly happening. That's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Max was telling me about that the other day. That sounds like a very cool project.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. Hopefully we'll have Max involved in it too.
Yeah.
We'll see when the time comes if he'll be available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of planning there, but very cool.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there really are any pressing plants in Massachusetts.
I don't know of any pressing. I know there's a few direct to lathe or direct to vinyl, like lathe cutting spots up here, but I don't think there's any pressing. No, it's not the same. I'm excited to be offering that soon, though. That'll be fun.
Yeah. I mean, you can buy like a little toy that does lathe cutting for like $130.
Exactly.
I was actually looking at it. I was like, that could be kind of fun. Make a little five inch. Yeah.
Those are good. Yeah.
What's the best advice you've ever been given?
Don't stop. Though I said that, and as soon as I said it, I was like, that if taken out of context is terrible advice. No, that in terms of music industry advice and don't stop has been the biggest one. And you know, don't stop touring, don't stop playing shows, don't stop writing, don't just keep doing it. And that's advice has been very good for me. It's done well for me.
Yeah,
to follow it.
Yeah, I think that's a very common sentiment, like among musicians. Like, you gotta full send it.
You really have to, like, at the end of the day, you have to have nothing else to turn to. Mm-hmm. And I did like 5 months straight of touring in 2019, and when I finished that, I was like, yeah, you know what, I am ready for these two or three months off or whatever I had planned to take off, and. Less than 2 weeks in, I was itching to be back out on the road. And I was just like, I have to do this. I can't not drive 7 hours and then play a show and then drive 3 more hours and then crash in a parking lot and then do it again the next day. Like, that's something about, like, that you have to, there has to be nothing else to do. Nothing else that you want to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
And speaking of other things that you want to do, when you're not working on music, what do you do for fun?
I hang out with my cats.
Nice. What are your cats' names?
That's Daphne and Tucker. They're the sweetest. I mean, that was probably the hardest part of this 2 week run was Natalia would send me photos of the cats like cuddling with her and just being adorable, and my heart would twist at the sight of it. I'm a pretty boring person. I'm home and I'm either in the studio or hanging out with the cats. Or I'm on the road. That's my preferred way to live.
Nice.
It's fun, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, sounds like a good way to do it.
It's as long as I can sustain it, it'll mm-hmm. continue to be the way.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, you want to play? I have a PSA for you guys. Really quick one. Nobody is special enough to text and drive. It's dangerous for everyone. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org and learn more.
Beautiful. There we go. And that fits perfectly into this next tune called Closing the Door. And it's about letting go of a former version of yourself. Let go of the former version of yourself that texts and drives. You can you can close the door on that person forever.
Yeah.
And live a lot longer.
Besides, we have Siri now anyway. So like...
On that note, Max, thank you so much for having me on the show, man. This is fun. I love this space too. This is cool. Thank you. Yeah. And we'll be back here on campus or somewhere in Boston, somewhere nearby, in the area on Saturday. Give me a follow at T Sheehan Music on Instagram, Facebook, all of that stuff, and I'll have some info. It'll be somewhere in the area.
Sweet.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much for having me, man.
Thank you for coming in.
I've been holding on to you, but not as long as you wanted me to. Who are you to think I'd sit around and wait? I'm in goodbye gear, trying to get the hell out of here. Motor's running, I'll set my pace. Look in the mirror and realize I'm alive, and I don't have to try. Repeating words and memorizing lines to one man's enterprise. Well, I'm through. Sure, that's not what Mary would want me to say. It's taken till now to see I'm not who I wish I could be. I missed my mark, but I'm taking aim. Look in the mirror and realize I'm alive. I don't have to try. Repeating words and memorizing lines to one man's enterprise.
Beautiful. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. This is a blast. Thank you guys, and hopefully I will see you out on the internet and at a show soon.
Yes, we will both have information out there somewhere. And to take us away next, we will have a song from Humble Plum.
On my mind, brain is empty, empty all the time.
help me stop dancing. Please help me stop dancing. Won't you please help me stop dancing? Won't you please help me stop dancing? Hey.
Behind me right now is Paint with Ta Farda. Before that, Ping Pong Warrior with The Unknown. And before that, Humble Plum with Dancing Hell. And before that, we had an hour, a lovely hour, of being joined by my live musical guest, Trey Sheehan. And if you want to hear more, you can look up Trey Sheehan on any streaming thing of your choice, or you can find him on Instagram at T Sheehan Music. And to close things off this hour on Highly Recommended, here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, my always highly recommended choice of the Beatles.
So awesome. We would really everybody would hear us.